Hello there, David Creel. I'm a certified Zig Ziglar master coach. And I was made to coach people. I absolutely love seeing people transform their lives through the power of coaching. I've been a coach basically my whole life. And whenever I'm allowing people and assisting people that they gain insights into the way they see the world, there's nothing better. If you're watching this video, I'm glad you're here. What do you want? What do you want out of life? You need to know two things really: where you currently are and where you want to go. And I think a lot of people struggle because they don't know either one. They don't know where they currently are in life, and they don't know where they want to go, and or they don't know where they want to go. So what do you want? Most people struggle in life because through conditioning or their own mental thoughts or life in general or whatever, it comes down to that you don't feel like you're enough. You're not smart enough, tall enough, pretty enough, thin enough, know enough, are good enough. But is that true? Because I think you're enough. And I don't even know you, most likely. But what if you're enough right now? What if you're enough just the way you are? Something to think about. Zig Ziglar said, "You were engineered for success, designed for accomplishment, and endowed with the seeds of greatness." See, the thing about seeds are you don't get a result tomorrow if you plant a seed today. It takes time and attention. But then before you know it, you have a plant or a tree or whatever you're trying to grow. How's your self-talk? Because what you say to you and about you is way more important than whatever what everyone else says to and about you. What if you're enough right now? Something to think about. You might be thinking, why does coaching help me, or how can it help me? Well, the answers to all your problems are already inside you. But life and junk and all kinds of stuff might have shoved them so far down that you don't know they're even there anymore. What that is, it's kind of like a blind spot. Like you've been driving in your car, and most cars have a blind spot where you either have to look up or lean back, lean forward or lean back or lean to the side, because that's why you have a blind spot. But once you become aware of your blind spot, then you can do something about it. That's how coaching can help. Because as a coach, my job is not to tell you to do anything. My job is to let you see for yourself what needs to happen. Because you already know what you need to do. But common sense isn't always common practice. And you can't see the picture if you're in the frame. So what a coach does is gives you outside perspective, where maybe something that you really, really want out of life is directly under your nose, and yet you don't see it. So that's what a coach does. And a coach is your cheerleader. Somebody's going to be there to encourage you and to help you live your best life. And also someone who's going to hold you accountable. But it's not criticism, because let me speak for myself. I can't speak for other coaches, but for myself, I generally care and I'm trying to help you. And I don't have all the answers. So if you want a coach that has all the answers, it's not me. 100% it's not me. I can point you to the person that has all the answers, but a coach that has all the answers, that's not me. I'm not really into the advice giving business. What happens basically is we just have conversations and I ask you questions and you come up with your own answers. Because, like I said, the answers to everything you ever want is directly under your nose in almost all circumstances. Just a few little tweaks could make a world of difference. So you might be thinking, why did you become a coach? Well, there's a story. In a previous life, I was a lab tech testing petrochemicals, biodiesel, diesel, gasoline, ethanol, naphtha, whatever. And I started in 2008, started reading more. And I knew there was something more to this life that I was doing. I was, like I said earlier, I was made to coach people, 100%. So I started reading personal development books, mostly back in 2008. And you see this bookshelf behind me. I haven't read all those books, but I've read 85 or 90% of them over, almost 15 years. Well, actually 15 years, because it's 2023. And I got an email from Tom Ziegler. I was on his email list, Zig Ziegler's son, back in December of 2019. And he was introducing the Choose to Win Ziegler coaching program. And I signed up for the webinar. And in the first 5 seconds, I knew I'd found it. The 15-year search for what I was supposed to do with my life was over. Whenever I'm coaching someone, and they're experiencing breakthrough after breakthrough, and their life is so much better than it was before we started working together, I don't know of a better feeling. It's as Gay Hendricks says in his book, The Big Leap, it's my zone of genius. Whenever I'm coaching someone, time flies. Literally, say we have an hour session. To me, it might feel like 10 minutes. And all of a sudden, I've looked down and it's 50 minutes and we've got to wrap it up. Because I became a coach because I love helping people. It's one of the greatest joys of my life. Seeing the light bulb come on in people's eyes, thinking, doing stuff differently, thinking differently, and doing things that they didn't think was possible. Let me tell you about one of my clients. Whenever we first started working together, this person wouldn't even consider talking to people. Out of the realm of possibility. But what we got her to do was just take very small steps. Because the thing about small steps is you don't get overwhelmed. Because you can always take a small step. And over time, now not only is this individual talking to people, she led a group in person. And it's only been a few short months. But what a coach does, a good coach does, is kind of finds a key. Not to this knowledge, to this knowledge, and unlocks your inner greatness. That's what a coach does. It's not about the coach, it's about the person receiving the coaching. When someone's in your corner and is for you and it was really spurring you on, you unlock it for yourself. Now, what makes my coaching unique? Well, to use a sports term, let's just take this ball and roll it out there and see what happens. And see where we go. We might talk about on one call, we might talk about marketing and mindset and habits. That might be one call. Or you may have something pressing and urgent that we spend the whole time on that one call. What happens is me and you put all of our attention on you for about an hour. That's it. I have no agenda. I have no notes. What I try to do when I show up to the coaching sessions, I try to be as open, honest, vulnerable, empty, curious, and present as possible. And you're going to do the same. Because there could be a different way of doing things that you're not aware of. Or you don't know that you're aware of. And if you're open to the possibility of something being different, then that's fertile ground. But whenever I'm coaching, I don't say a whole lot. Seriously. I ask questions. And you come up with your own answers, and then you implement, and then your life changes. Seriously, that's as simple as it is. Because, like I said, the answers to all your problems are already inside you. We just got to go dig a little bit to go find them. But once you start finding them and you unlock your own greatness, then you start to believe it for yourself. So if you're watching this video and you've made it this far, and I hope you have, here's why you should apply below. Hit the button below this video. There's a questionnaire. Stimulate your thinking. Then after that, I'll be in touch and you go to step three. This is step one. Step two is watch the video, watch the questionnaire below this. And then below that is a message where I'll get in contact with you and we'll schedule our session. But let me tell you this. There's no time like the present. Tomorrow is not promised in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, it's been said the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. Well, the next best time is today. How much longer are you going to continue doing what you've been doing and expecting different results? You know, like Einstein said, that's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing in the same way at the same time over and over again and expecting a different result. When are you going to say yes to you? Not what everyone else wants you to do, what you want to do. Perhaps it's now. Maybe you've put your hopes and dreams and wishes on the back burner long enough, and it's time to give whatever it is your dream is a shot. Because what you don't want to have, you don't want to look back at the end of your life and have regret for at least not trying. Like if somebody asked me, can you dunk a basketball goal? Or can you dunk a 10-foot goal? I can honestly tell them, no, I can't. I guess I could maybe with the training and all that stuff, maybe do it, but I couldn't dunk a basketball goal when I was a teenager. Couldn't even come close. I can't jump. But I have tried it. Now, if someone asked me, can you play guitar? I don't know. I've never tried to play guitar. I mean, I've played Guitar Hero, but that doesn't really count. But regardless of your past, this is where coaching and like therapy differ. I am not saying that therapy is not important or valuable, especially with trauma and abuse, 100%. Therapy, though, kind of focuses on the past and getting that ready to go, how you kind of come up to ground zero. Coaching is more focused on where you are right now and where you want to go. You see, like, once you know where you currently are and you know where you want to go, that all that stuff in the middle, that's where I come in. Because I help you go from where you are to where you want to be faster and with less effort. Because once you're clear on this, where you are and where you want to go, then let's go get it. But you see, coaching is a shorter time frame. You know, for the most part, you don't hear about people working with a coach, the same coach, for a decade. And for therapy, they're very comfortable taking a decade. But coaching isn't like that. At least not with me, it's not. But regardless of what's happened in your past, I can't even begin to think what some of you have been through. I couldn't even begin. One of my unlucky advantages I had, not unlucky, one of my lucky advantages that I had in my life was my parents loved me, both of them, my mom and my dad, and my family did too. They loved and love me. But regardless of what happens in your past, what's happened in your past, the future has not been written yet. And you can choose to do something different with your life. I heard it said this way. Whenever we make mistakes, and we've all made mistakes. I make mistakes daily. It comes down to it's not what happens to you, it's how you choose to respond to what happens to you. Because what's happened to you in the past, at some point in the past, it's happened to other people too. And I'm not justifying anyone's behavior. I'm just saying stuff happens. But the choice is yours if you're going to choose to react or respond to that event. And if no one's ever told you this before, let me tell you, possibly for the first time, you might never heard this before. I believe in you. I believe you were designed to do something great with your life. So maybe it's time to take a small step in that direction and let's see what happens. I would love for you, if you've watched the rest of this video, the end of this video, hit the button below, the yellow button that says step two, and fill out that questionnaire. And then after step two, I'll be in contact with you and we'll get on a call and we'll talk about you and the dreams you want to achieve and the life you want to live and the family you want to have and your goals and dreams and hopes and aspirations. Because I believe in you. And if you don't believe in yourself, that's fine. Take my belief in you until you start to believe it for yourself. I can't wait to speak with you. I've heard it said this way. You're only one conversation away from a completely changed life. So are you gonna say yes to yourself and your hopes and your dreams? I hope you do. I thank you for watching this video. Fill out the questionnaire in step two. And I'll be in contact with you after you fill that out. And let's get this thing going. You were born to do something great. And I'm telling you, I believe in you. And I'm here to help. So again, fill out the questionnaire below. And then I'll be in contact. And let's start taking control of your life instead of just letting life pass you by. Have a great one. Talk to you soon.